But as we've moved to remote instruction, we've had to move to remote advising and remote student services. And we've done it in a way that continues the important support that our students need.
That's University of West Florida President Martha Saunders in a video talking about the transition to online learning and student life at UWF. As most institutions around the state have shut down during the COVID-19 crisis, students and teachers have been adapting to this new normal.
I've been amazed at the way that our faculty and our students have come together to figure this out.
Dr. Michelle Horton is an assistant vice president at the University of West Florida and leads the Center for Global Online Learning and Development. She says her team of instructional designers has been the central support for faculty as they transition all classes online in response to the coronavirus.
We broke down our instruction or our training and support into three different categories. We wanted instructors to know, how are you going to communicate? How are you going to teach or distribute your instruction? And how are you going to assess students and their learning, their grades, their exams?
The university set up boot camps for teachers who had little or no experience in online instruction. Dr. Horton says she's been impressed by the faculty's willingness to learn and adapt.
Because we know that everybody's at a different level. Everybody has a different comfort level with technology. Everybody has a different experience of using technology to teach. I've also been impressed with our faculty who do have the expertise in teaching online. They have been very supportive of their peers and offering different types of support from their academic discipline to other instructors who may need it.
The other piece to the puzzle is the students. Keeping them on a schedule and engaged with their education is another challenge.
It is a challenge because students have had to leave oftentimes their dorms and go back home, and things are very different at home from when they left it. They may have siblings at home that are also in the K-12 system taking classes online.
For several years now, we have issued Chromebook devices for students in grades 3-12.
Steve Marcanio is the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction for the Escambia County School District. He says the district will not be starting from scratch with the switch to online instruction.
The vast majority of our students already have a Chromebook device that they take home with them. We also have a number of extra devices, so we are working on K-2, determining which students do not have a device, and then each school will work on a deployment plan for getting a Chromebook device to those students in grades K-2 who might need one, assuming that they have obviously internet access at home, because a lot of our curriculum materials, even going down in the kindergarten level, are online resources.
Marcanio says the district will be reaching out to parents next week to outline each student's instruction plan. If a parent believes the district has an outdated phone number or they've not received a call by Friday, April 3rd, they should call their child's school. And while the schedule for students in grades K-12 returning to classrooms is still subject to change, UWF has just announced they will be limited to online instruction not only for the remainder of the spring semester, but into the summer.
We just announced this week that our courses offered this summer will be fully online. And so students will have the opportunity to continue their education. We want them to continue. Many of them are approaching graduation. We don't want them to have to pause. And so the ability to quickly onboard more online courses is really critical to a lot of our students.
As for the fall, school districts, colleges, and universities in the state say it's way too soon to tell. Bob Barrett, WWF News.